Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like you want to, I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and the pastor was preaching, and he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also, we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Program. I am your host, Crystal Williams, and I just want to say good morning, good morning, good morning. How many of y'all are happy, are excited that you made it to another Monday? That you made it to another Monday. Like the praise song just said, it said, I made it. And so I just want you to just declare and decree right now, thank you, God, for allowing me to make it to another week, allowing me to make it to another Monday. Because how many of you all know that we did not have to make it? We did not have to make it. There are so many things going on in this world, in these nations, in the state, and wherever you may be at. There is so much going on, but we just thank God for allowing us to make it to another Monday, allowing us to make it, to be on this prayer call this morning, gathered here, and just interceding for one another and interceding for ourselves and saying, God, we thank you for where you have brought us from. God, we thank you for where you are taking us. Like, that is something that we need to be thankful and grateful about. And so just declare and decree that, because I'm just declaring and decreeing that for you all this morning, that I'm grateful that each and every one of us have made it to another work week, another Monday, another opportunity to just say thank you, God, period, right? Thank you, God. All right, so let's get into it, y'all. Let's get into it. So this morning I was praying. I was like, God, what exactly do you want me to share with your people this morning? And I just was like, at first I wasn't hearing anything. I was like, God, come on now. I mean, you know, your faithful servant, which is me. That's who I refer to myself when I talk to God. I'm like, God, I'm your faithful servant. And so I don't know how you all talk to God about it, but that's just the relationship God and I have. And so I'm like, Lord, come on now, give it to me.
And he was sharing in my spirit. He's like, I already gave it to you. And I said, well, what is it? And basically, he was just like, you go back to what you heard a few days ago. And I was like, oh, yes, that is it. That is it. And so when I was listening to one of these sermons or a very encouraging word, the pastor was like, he said this phrase, this one phrase, it really, really stuck with me. And I really want to share it with you this morning. It says, I don't have to announce I'm anointed. The anointing will announce me. I'm going to say that again, because some of you all need to really write this down. Not some, but probably all of you all need to write this down. I know for a fact I had to write this down. It was just so good, and it was just so powerful in that moment. He said that, so I'm going to say it again. I don't have to announce I'm anointed. The anointing will announce me. So, in other words, you don't have to announce you're anointed. The anointing will announce you. And so we've talked about this word anointing, anointed before, but let me remind you of what anointed means. Anointed means to smear or rub with oil or an oily substance. And I just want to ask you all this morning, and you don't have to put it in the chat or anything. This is just a question I want to sit for you to sit with. When's the last time you oiled yourself down and anointed yourself? Okay. Did you hear what I asked? When's the last time you oiled yourself down and anointed yourself? Not just, I'm not talking about like, oh, I'm going to put this oil on for the day and, you know, it's part of my lotion and things like that. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, when is the last time you literally laid hands on your body and said, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. God, cover my body. God, cover me all day, every day. And I just want to encourage you all, if you have not, to do that. I don't know about you, but I be doing that all the time. Like, God, cover me, anoint my body, heal my body, Lord, heal my body in the name of Jesus. Because your word says what? By Jesus' stripes, I am healed, period, right? And so we have to declare and decree these things over ourselves. And whether you know it or not, guess what? It's a form of self-care. It is a form of self-care that we as peculiar professionals, we as peculiar people, a royal priesthood must put into practice each and every day, honestly, each and every day, because we're not walking around here regular and whatnot. We out here, we are the exception to the rules, right? We're the exception to the rules because we know God. We roll with God. We don't just roll with the CEO of our companies or managers or whoever. We rolling with God. And so those are some peculiar things that we must do. And not peculiar in a strange way, but in a peculiar in this sense means to set apart. We are set apart from others that are, what I want to say, I'm going to say, for the lack of a better term, worldly, right? We don't rely on anything else. We rely on God. We rely on prayer. We rely on the resources God has provided for us. Meaning we go into the source first, because the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then we are allowing God to intervene and to provide the resources for us to be successful in whatever we got going on in our career, our businesses, or life in general. All right. All right. And so just ask yourself, when's the last time you oiled yourself down and anointed yourself and spoke a word of life over you, a word of life over yourself? Again, this is a form of self-care, and I really challenge you to do that today. Not just this week, but today, starting today. if you haven't done it in a while, right? And for that to be a part of your self-care regimen, okay? And so another definition of anointed states to choose by or as if by divine election. It says to choose by or as if by divine election. So how many of y'all know that you have been anointed to do a specific thing? A specific thing. You have been anointed by God. Let's just say it like that. By God. To do a specific thing in this earthly realm. A specific thing in this earthly realm, right? You have been anointed. You have been chosen by God. And when I think about that, it's just so, that is so special. Like, God chose me to do a specific thing. God didn't choose my neighbors. He didn't choose my significant other. He didn't choose my children. He didn't choose my brother, my sister, my mother, my father. He chose me to do a specific thing in this earth. And if you don't know what your specific thing is, it's okay. That's why we're building this relationship with God. As you continue, I believe that as you ask, seek, and knock on God and ask God continuously, he will reveal it to you after a while. He will place things in your life to further confirm, this is what I have anointed you to do. This is what I have selected or chosen for you to do. And so, again, if you don't know, it's okay. But just continue to talk to God. Ask God. Ask God. And the word says, ask, and it shall be given unto you. And so that's what we want to continuously do in this season and in every season where we are seeking clarity, whether it's for our career journeys, our business journeys, or just life in general, okay? And so I'm going to go back to the phrase. It says, I don't have to announce I'm anointed. The anointing will announce me. So when I was thinking of a scripture and just think, like, okay, God, okay, that's what the pastor said, but how can we bring scripture back to it? Where in your word does it say this? And so 1 John 2:27, it states, the anointing that you received from him, who is God, from God abides in you. I'm going to say that again. The anointing that you received from him, who is God, abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. I was like, yes. Holy Spirit, come on us. Come upon us. Be all up in our business and be all up in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. And then I also was thinking through, I said, okay, God, the definition of anointed to choose by or as if by divine election. Again, God has chosen us for a specific thing in this earthly realm. And so it took me back to one of my favorite scriptures, which is John 15:16. And if you aren't familiar with that scripture, I'm going to read it to you. It states, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And it states, if you read this in the Bible, this is red letters, and the red letters means this is Jesus speaking. So imagine Jesus speaking to you in this moment and saying, you did not choose me, meaning you didn't choose Jesus, you didn't choose God, but I chose you. God chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. Whatever you ask in Jesus' name, the Father will give you. I gotta say that whatever you ask in Jesus' name, the Father will give you. God will give you. God will give you. And so this is so, it's so important to understand and to know these scriptures so that you can always be reminded that despite what they may call you in the workplace, despite what your title may be, forget what your title is. Listen, forget what your title may be in the workplace. You have already been anointed and chosen and appointed by God to do a thing, to do a thing. So again, you don't have to announce you're anointed. The anointing will announce you. The anointing will announce you. And so what's so powerful about that statement is that it does correlate with scripture. This isn't like somebody just saying this because it sounds good. It's not me just reiterating what I heard because it sounds good. If you can fact check it with the word, let me tell you, this is something that you must declare and decree over your life, declare and decree in any season going forward. And so John 15:16 again says, you did not choose me, but I chose you. So you did not choose me, meaning God didn't, we didn't choose God. God chose us. He chose and appointed us so that we might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. And so I just want you to really reflect on those two scriptures, 1 John 2:27 and John 15:16. And this, and I will be transparent with you all. This is John 15:16 is the scripture that I lean on all the time, especially when I was getting involved with even doing these prayer calls on a regular basis. I was like, God, what you chose me to do this? You chose me, a career coach, to really do these type of prayer calls on a regular basis. I just really could not believe that God would choose me to do a thing like this. But let me tell you, so many people have been impacted by this. And it's not any of my own doing. This is God telling me, and me simply being what? Obedient. Obedient. So I just want to encourage you all this morning. If God has shared with you to do a certain thing, if God has share with you to do something and you're just in the background in your mind or talking yourself out of it and saying, what? Not me, Lord, or I don't know where to start. Just simply start. Simply start with what you have, because I just declare decree right now that you have everything you need. God has given you everything that you need. And if you feel that you are lacking, that's a you problem. God, that's a you problem, because I just believe that the first steps that you take, God will just reveal to you and reveal to you that actual resources that you need in order to do what he is giving you to do. God ain't gonna tell you to do something and it's like, oh, he not gonna provide. Last time I checked, he is Jehovah Jireh, period. Meaning he is our provider. He is our provider, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. So I don't know what it is that God has chosen you to do. I don't know what it is that God has really anointed for you to do in this earthly realm. But I just declare and decree right now that you get a spirit of boldness in order to really go after what God is calling you to. Where are you feeling pulled to in this season, right? Where are you feeling pulled to? And these are questions that you can really ask yourself and sit with in this season of your life, okay? All right, you all. Whew, I know that was a mouthful, but let's recap. Your homework is to definitely study 1 John 2:27, John 15:16. And to what? Oil yourself down. Because the question was, when's the last time you oiled yourself down and anointed yourself, right? And anointed and spoke a word of life over yourself. Listen, it's a form of self-care. It's a form of self-care. Just simply say, When I anoint myself, I simply say, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed, which is a well-known scripture in the Bible, right? Well-known scripture in the Bible. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. God, heal my body. God, simply protect my body. Place a hedge of protection over my body. You want to speak the spirit. You want to speak truth over yourself. Truth over yourself, right? In that moment. So I just declare and decree that you all will do that. And not just do it, but do it with a heart, with a posture a heart posture for the Lord, and not simply a heart posture of a selfish heart, a heart posture, just doing it. I want you to do it, but do it graciously over yourself. Okay. All right. So let's get into this word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for giving us another opportunity to just say thank you, to just say thank you, and to just be on this prayer call, gather here with each and every one of us this morning, Lord. God, we don't take it for granted that you have given us another opportunity, another chance just to say thank you. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you're currently doing. And thank you for what you're going to do in our life, God. God, I just declare and decree right now that we place hands on ourselves. Place hands on ourselves from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, God. And just declare and decree that we are healed in Jesus' name, that we are safe and protected by you in Jesus' name, God. Wherever we may go, wherever we may step foot, whether it's in the workplace or just going to a home office space, God, we just ask that you protect everywhere that you go, we go. Give us a hedge of protection on the highways, on the byways. Give us a hedge of protection as we walk in these streets, God, in the name of Jesus. Protect us and protect our people, our relatives, our family, God. God, we just thank you. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for choosing us to do something so great in this earthly realm. And whatever it is that you are calling us to do in this moment, God, we just ask right now, you give us a spirit of boldness. Encourage us, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you for appointing us. We thank you for choosing us in this moment, God, in the name of Jesus. And have us to just accept that we have been chosen, and say, and not just say, why me, Lord, but instead say, why not me, Lord? Why not me to go through this? Why not me to go and do something new and great, God? But not just do it to glorify me, but to glorify you, Lord. So God, we just thank you. We just thank you for your love. We thank you for your favor that you constantly shower upon us. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, Lord. God, we just come against any fear, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against doubts. We come against everything that is not of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you instill in us courage, instill in us boldness, Lord, to do whatever it is that you have called us to do in the name of Jesus. For your word says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit that will not just be here right now, but fruit that will last, so that whatever we ask in your name, we know that you will provide for us. And we just believe that as we continue to grow our relationship with you, we just increase our faith in any and every area of our life. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all. Go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.